And let Jesus talk them through it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Me too.
I'm hungry.
Me too. Yes, sir. Come on.
I am a servant of the Most High God, and I'm hungry.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that everyone that is here is a servant of the Most High God, and I believe that you're hungry too.
Yes, sir.
Let's put that first scripture up there. Blessed, or as we used to like to say in the King James days, blessed, which I kind of like that word. He said, blessed, joyful, nourished.
Yes.
By God's goodness are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Yeah.
Those who actively seek right standing with God, for they will be completely.
Wow.
Yes.
Completely yes.
Satisfied. Heavenly Father, I pray that the words that I speak, our spirits speak tonight.
Yes.
That they come only from you.
Yes,
Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm hungry. And there's some things I want us to look at. I want to look at some of the things that I'm hungry for. And I want to look at some of the ways that we get fed. I want to look at the what. And that's going to come from the scripture. And then I'm going to look at the how and the why and the where. The first thing that I need is his presence.
Come on. Wow, come on.
But as for me, the nearness of God is good for me.
Yes.
I have made the Lord God my refuge so that I may tell of all of your works from Psalms. Be humble in the Lord's presence and he will honor you.
Wow.
Moses replied, if you don't go with us, don't make us leave this place.
Come on.
How will anyone know that you're pleased with your people and with me if you do not go with us? Your presence with us will distinguish us from any other people on earth.
Yes, yes.
That's how his presence is going to set us apart. And getting into his presence always means repentance.
Yeah.
Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come in the presence of the Lord. More than anything else, and none of these other things will come if we don't have his presence. If we're not in his presence, if we're not with him, if we're not connected to him, if there's not community with him, none of these other things will come about. I also need his instruction.
All right, good.
The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. More than precious, they are more precious than gold, than much purer gold. They are sweeter than honey from honeycomb. By them your servant is warned, and in keeping them is a great reward. We need his instruction. We have to listen to what the Lord is telling us. We have to listen. He that has ears to hear, let him hear.
Wow.
I need his peace. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you.
Yeah.
All whose thoughts are fixed on you.
Yeah.
Oh. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal
Wow.
rock. He is the solid. He is the base. Another thing that I need, that I hunger for, is I need his joy. Then he said to them, and he is the prophet and priest Ezra, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to the Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I want to give a little background on this. Israel had been in captivity for decades, separated from the presence of God. And they were back in the promised land, and they found the word of the Lord. And it was read before them, and they wept, and they were sorrowful. And there was repentance. But after the repentance, Ezra was trying to tell them, no, it's time to shift from past. You heard this, you were sorrowful, you repented, but now there's a shift. And you need to be joyful. You need to eat. You need to drink. And you need to prepare those who aren't expecting.
That's right. That's right.
And are preparing it themselves.
Yes, sir.
You got to take it to them.
Yes, sir.
Because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Wow.
Not our joy, not our happiness, not our circumstance.
Wow.
The joy of the Lord
yeah.
is our strength. Also, I need his wisdom.
Yes.
Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways?
Oh, wow.
How long will mockers delight in mockery?
Wow.
And fools hate knowledge? Repent of my rebuke.
Wow.
Then I will pour out my thoughts to you, and I will make known to you my teachings.
Wow. So good.
And there are many, many other things that I need. I'm only going to highlight one more. I need his mercies.
Yes.
Let us have confidence then and approach God's throne where there is grace.
Yeah. Wow.
Then we will receive mercy and find grace to help us just when we need it. It's amazing how God can figure out when we need things. The Lord's unfailing love and mercy will continue, fresh as the morning and sure as the sunrise. I purposely put that one in a different translation than what we're used to hearing it. We usually think about that one as his mercies are new every morning. And you know why his mercies are new every morning? Because I need new mercies every
That's right.
morning. You need new mercies every morning. And it comes only from him. So these are some of the things I just wanted to highlight. We need. We need his presence. We need his instruction. We need his peace. We need his joy. We need his wisdom. We need his mercies. Now we're going to look at some of the, we got the what. We're going to look at some of those others. the where and the why and the how. And I want to look at the difference between being fed in the wilderness and being fed in the promised land.
You better come on.
Oh, come on, Leonard.
Now, when Israel, the people of God, the called people of God, that's what we are now. And that's not saying that Israel is still not the people of God. But historically, when they were there, they were giving manna. And it is the perfect food. It is the perfect food. It literally came down from heaven. But when they were in the wilderness, they got a certain amount. And if they tried to get more than that amount, which they did, it spoiled. Made them sick.
Wow.
If they tried to get it, if they didn't get enough the day before the Sabbath, to cover the Sabbath, they did without. And then they complain about the perfect food from heaven.
Yeah.
They complain about the perfect, right thing that they needed in their wilderness journey.
Wow.
And God forgive me, I know I've done it. Hopefully you never have. But I'm guessing you probably have. When we complain sometimes about the right thing that God has for us at a certain point.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
If we do the wrong, it's going to make us spiritually sick. It's going to affect us. And so they complain. And so he gave them a quail. And the quail made them sick. They were able to eat a little bit of it, but they wanted too much. And it made me sick. We have to be careful that what's given to us when we're in the wilderness, that we only eat what we need. We don't try to get more. We don't try to figure out more, because that's exactly what Israel was doing. They were figuring out, well, I want this. Back when I was in Egypt, which somehow they forgot that was in slavery, we had all this other stuff. We had onions, and I love onions, but if you eat too many onions, if you're married, you're not going to get a kiss. Okay? It's going to affect.
Suave.
Many in the global church world complain when they're only eating manna. Or when they have manna, and that's all they get. And in the time that we're in, the manna that we were being fed as we were pushing through during the month of February, and even a bit before, was that there's a sound from heaven that we're supposed to be listening to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're not careful with our short attention spans. We go, okay, I've heard that. Thank you. Thanks for saying that. But are you going to keep bringing that up?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Well, yes. We are going to keep bringing that up. until you hear it. When we're walking that path of manna only in the wilderness, God was very detailed. And when they got a little bit off,
yeah,
wow, it made changes.
Wow.
Now, some of you that are here that might be good carpenters, if you're looking at an 8-foot board and it's 1/16 of an inch off from here to about here, even the good carpenters probably aren't going to be able to tell that by eye. Brother Eddie, if he was here. But that little bit of variance, when it stretched out to 8 miles,
yeah,
becomes a half a mile,
wow,
difference.
Wow.
Wow.
We have to stay when we're in the time of manna. We have to stay tight.
Yeah, that's good, Leonard. That's good.
And then there was the promised land.
Come on.
And when the promised land came, there was different food. There was, it was called different times. It said there was a land flowing with milk and honey. Some of the descriptions said that the grapes were so big that one man couldn't even carry a bunch of grapes by himself. And it was available. It was available way before they ever went in and took it. They didn't take advantage of it. But it was there. It was available. The food, the presence, the wisdom, the instruction, the joy, the peace was available. And they didn't take advantage. But then, once they finally did, and I never read this before, that when they finally did cross the Jordan, and the priests were standing in the middle of the Jordan River with the ark, and everybody was going across, and then the priest stepped out, the manna stopped.
Wow. Wow.
Because there was more that God had promised besides the manna.
Wow. Wow.
There was more, ooh, that God had promised besides,
wow,
the manna.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
In Psalms 23, you treat me to a feast while my enemies watch.
Ah.
You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup till it overflows. You treat me to a feast. The table is there, the table is spread, and the enemy is watching.
Wow.
It's something that we sometimes get mixed up in our head, is we think that the enemy is quietly watching.
Yeah.
And the enemy of our souls, the evil one, the devil, is rude. He is never quiet.
Yeah.
He is never quiet.
Yeah.
And as you're sitting there at the table that God has prepared for you,
come on. You better preach.
He is looking, he's more like, you don't deserve that.
Come on.
You don't deserve that. That's not.
Yeah.
And besides, look at what they're getting on their table.
Come on.
They've got
oh my God.
Got
wow.
They've got this on their table.
Yeah.
That's your favorite. You God didn't put it on your table.
Wow. Come on, Leonard. Woo-hoo. Wow.
He is there just attacking and doing what he does, which is spreading lies. Because there will be a time when that favorite of yours will be on your table.
That's right. Yes.
Once you get into the promised land,
wow,
the table is always spread.
Yes.
The table is always spread. Don't starve yourself from the things that God has on the table by listening to the enemy of your soul that's running his mouth. Don't starve yourself. Don't sell the Lord short on what he has prepared for you.
Come on.
He's going to tell you that that person's never going to get saved. Or if they've been saved, they're not coming back. I testified to this a few weeks back. My cousin, 2.5 years older than I am, 50 years plus away from God, was brought back. So you know what the Lord is saying to us when we're sitting there and we're eating the bounty that he's given us, and the enemy is saying, you don't deserve that. You shouldn't be eating that. That's not for you. He's telling us, keep eating. When the enemy is yelling at us, telling us you don't deserve, and you're not even getting the stuff that you want, keep eating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Keep eating.
Wow. Come on, Leonard.
For me personally, and I'm going to get personal, because any message that God gives you, if you don't digest it yourself first,
yeah.
Then it's not. Then, in my opinion, you have no deserve. You have no right to share it until you deserve. Until you just digest it yourself. So, this thing with my cousin. And there's other things going on. The Lord's yelling in their ears too. But this has encouraged my faith toward my prodigal daughter.
Come on. Come on.
Wow.
When the time, and I'm sitting there and I'm eating, and I'm saying, Lord, I'm taking this in. Because you promised. And the devil said, nah. Keep eating.
Yes.
Keep eating.
Wow.
And speaking of daughters, one that you know a little better, over 32 years ago, we were given promise that the Lord was going to heal her completely when he could receive the most glory.
Wow.
Many times through that 32 years, I have said, God, this looks like a real good time for you to get glory. And it hasn't completely happened yet. Keep eating.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep eating.
Yes.
Keep eating.
That's good, Leonard.
I don't know how it's going to happen. Keep eating. I don't see what. Keep eating.
Yeah. Come on, Leonard.
In fact, the Lord is. There's a scripture that I'm sure many of you have read, and I don't have the reference, but where the disciples were trying to pray for a man's son, and it wasn't happening. And Jesus came, and he's like, "What's going on?" The dad's like, "This is, he keeps having these seizures. This keeps happening. And I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't heal him." And first thing that happened was Jesus rebuked the disciples. And we'll leave that one alone for now. But then Jesus asked the father of the kid. It was sitting there having a seizure. He says, "Do you believe?" And the dad said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." Well, just in the last month, the Lord has rebuked me. He said, "Stop praying. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." You are not operating in unbelief.
Wow.
That sound of doubt in your ears is not you. It is the enemy over there. Right over the table.
Yeah, come on.
Looking over.
Come on, Leonard.
Who's watching you feast at my table. He is trying to stir up doubt in you. Yeah. Don't listen to him.
Wow.
Just keep eating.
Wow.
Keep eating.
Yeah.
Taste and see
that the Lord
that
is
I
good.
Am good.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then there's the where. And I'm almost done. The where, this is, like I said, God has the table set up all the time for us now. But sometimes he moves it, and he wants us to move with him. But he keeps it between the altar,
woo!
The sacrifice,
yes!
And repentance.
Yeah! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on.
He keeps moving it.
Wow.
Depending on what he needs.
Yes.
And what you need.
Yes. That's right.
And he may have you over here at the altar of service, and you're doing, and the enemy's in your ear, and he's keep eating. Don't stop eating. Even when you're serving, don't stop eating. Even when you're repenting, don't stop eating. But he says, "Okay, I appreciate what you did there. I appreciate how you helped that person." He says, "Now we have to deal with something." He says, "The table's coming back over here. Where are you? Are you coming to the table?"
Wow. Wow. Wow, Leonard. Wow. Come on.
The table is always spread.
Wow.
The table is always spread, and it's there for us. And it's taking us from glory to glory.
Yes.
To glory to glory.
Yes.
To glory
yes.
To glory.
Yes.
Taste and see. that the Lord, He's good. He's good.
So good. That's so good.
Like where's the state? We need His presence. We need His instruction. We need His peace. We need His joy. We need His wisdom. We need His mercies. They are from everlasting to everlasting. And we need to stay at the table. We need to keep eating. We need to press. And we need to not listen. Even as he's running his mouth, spewing lies. Keep eating.
So good. So good.
Keep eating. At the place that we can do that right now is this altar. This altar. And it's open. It's always open. It's always open. I'm gonna say this even in behalf of whoever the next 25 people that speak are. Even when they're speaking, the altar is open. So come and taste and see that our Lord,
yes,
he
yes.
is.
Yes.
It's good.
Come. It's better.
Jesus.
The wine of the covenant. So that I can have perfect union with you, face to face with Jesus, face to face with Father. I'm in the presence, breath of presence. Drink the wine of new covenant. That you